she's a vampire, but she acts like a queen. She'll go shot for shot to prove that she's got it. There's an empty pack sitting by the water. She's a smokestack, but she looks like a dream. She looks like a dream. Cheyenne, where you going with your eyes all painted black? I've heard too many times and you're not coming back, Cheyenne.
Tell me about your song Cheyenne.
Oh, that one. We had a friend who just was one of those people that seemed like they're still a great friend. They have like this darkness to them, and they were just kind of like those people that always have something negative to ground. Like you could take the most positive thing and they'd be like, well, you know, that's like this or whatever. And you're like, oh, gosh, is this supposed to be a party? My God. So, something like that. And so I think we kind of took that idea and then that's one of those ones where it definitely, the narrative of that detached from the germination of the idea. And we just wanted to take this idea. And I mean, I know I've even, and maybe that's where part of it comes from those times where you just feel like you're, I don't know, maybe it's, whenever I sing it, I always actually picture just like this person walking down Granville Street in Vancouver at night, kind of lost and like, you know, like looking around. I don't know why, but that's kind of the vibe where they're just hands in their pocket, heads down, like not sure where they're going, but, you know, hoping to find the next best thing as long as it makes them feel a little better. So I think that's kind of what that one's about.
How do the two of you approach your songwriting together? Does it tend to be collaborative right from the get-go, or does one of you sort of develop something and bring it to the other?
Both, I would say. It really depends on how much free time each of us has. if if I'm like working lots or something, like I have been in the past, he'll come with an almost completely filled out song, and then we'll kind of work on it together, and I'll suggest tweaks of lyrics, or if he expresses that there's a filler line, that we work on that together, or maybe we add something. But there have been loads of times where one of us will just have a line or a melody or something, and we'll just start rolling and do it completely collaborative. So there's some songs that are more built from either one of us, and then there's some that are like equal parts, which is kind of fun because it keeps it interesting.
You also write very beautiful, often haunting lyrics. Are they inspired by your own lives, or where do you go for that inspiration?
Oh, thank you very much. That's very sweet. The young part of me is like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Somebody's like, you know, when you're younger, and that you're like, I'm haunting, amazing. So thank you. That's very sweet of you. Depending on which songs you might be talking about, I think there definitely have been some that have been very, very rooted in, you know, darker or more difficult and trying times. Like, I can speak for in my life, and I know Evan has had songs that he's brought to the table where he's felt more frustration or something like that. So definitely some of the songs are like very rooted in a very, very personal space. City of Ghosts would be one that, like, sometimes I'll even go to sing and I can't even quite get through it sometimes if I'm really feeling it. But then there are some that are will be inspired by maybe somebody else's discomfort or like vibe or something that we've seen in Good Friends or something, and we've taken that essence and kind of explored it and made it like a full story that they're no longer entirely attached to, but their position kind of inspired a narrative that we like to go with. So yeah, I guess that's what is fun about songwriting, and I'm noticing is that there's not just one way to do it. We like to explore doing like our own stuff and then also drawing upon many other ideas.
You've been Peak Performance Project Top 12 finalists and CBC Searchlight finalists, as well as the Band of the Month at The Zone. And your EPs and performances have very consistently garnered great reviews. What's your next goal as a band, and what's on the horizon for you over the next little while?
Well, thank you. On the next little bit, we're honestly just so excited to be like writing and recording. So we're going to be going to the studio really soon, and we have a couple tracks that we're looking to record and put out in the next few months. So we're not sure if it's going to be singles or if it's going to be a full-blown album right out the gate, but we're definitely looking at having an album for everyone in the next year, I would say. So having something full instead of it, and we've done the EPs now twice and it's been amazing, but we're looking to really get something really like cohesive and exciting full album on the way for you guys.
I'm so excited to hear that. Do you have a website where we can keep track of upcoming releases?
Absolutely. It's just thewildromantics.com, so you can check us out there. I would also suggest our Instagram. We're very involved in there, and you know, who isn't?
You guys always have the best pictures, too. Everyone should check that out.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. I'm so stoked to hear that, because we have started having a lot of fun just, you know, doing that, because there was a point in time where we just moved back from Toronto. We didn't have, you know, maybe as much going on as we wanted creatively, and that's just been like a really fun way to continue something creatively and get, like, we actually took our own album cover just because we were enjoying doing that. So it's like a fun thing to do, to just, we're enjoying being creative any which way we can get our hands on right now. So Instagram's a good way to keep on track on what we're doing.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song Long Blue Highway. What can you tell me about that one?
That leads in perfectly after me just talking about Toronto. We wrote that one just before, I don't know if we decided we were moving to Toronto or not, but somehow we got it in our heads that we were like, you know what? Toronto's got all the answers, and it's the Mecca of Canada, and we just thought we knew everything. And so that song is kind of about being frustrated with the music industry here in Vancouver, which is completely inaccurate. The truth was, we were frustrated with ourselves and not knowing how to express ourselves creatively or take the steps we wanted to take to get where we wanted to go. It really had nothing to do with our surroundings, all to do with, you know, having desires we didn't know how to, like, get to and everything. So that is about leaving Vancouver. And we actually, we actually packed our car up with all of our belongings and drove across Canada to get to Toronto. And it was just a horrible nightmare. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. We got stuck in a freak snowstorm and our car broke down and everything. So it was this really ironic thing where we were like playing it, leaving town, and we're like, yeah, new beginning. And then we just got kicked in the shins pretty quick and learned that, you know, it's life is definitely what you make it. So that was a really cool thing to see after writing a song like that.
Well, we're glad to have you back. Alicia, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Of course, thank you so, so much for having us. We're such big fans, so we're really excited to be here today. Thank you, May.
Oh.